that you're my disciples if your doctrine is 100% pure. I'm not promoting false doctrine. What is it? By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. And by separating ourselves from each other, that's not a way to have love. See, we can have unity as long as we shrink it down to just me and my wife, and sometimes I wonder about her. That's not unity at all. It's not okay. It's not the way it should be. There's a better way. We can't split our way to holiness. We have to come to the cross. What I just did there was told you what my calling was, and I just preached from my calling. I don't know if it has anything to do with yours or all or not, but that's what I just did. I care about these things a lot. I don't know what it all means, but it has to mean anything that the Father says. My home community in Arthur, Illinois, the Amish community is right now in tremendous difficulty and struggle. They can't get along with each other. And it's one of the things that is so secure in my past is that they actually had this very, very good spirit among them for years and years and years. And now they're fighting. And I'm like, God, if you want me to go back and be Amish, I'll go. Do I want to? No. Would I? If he calls me, I will. But not if he doesn't. I hope he doesn't. But what did I say? There is nothing on earth that I will hang on to. As I walk in obedience with him. In closing, turn with me to Isaiah 14. I want to start reading in verse 9. I had this printed out somewhere, and I don't have it printed out, so I have to guess here where I'm actually at. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy... Well, let me just start reading in verse 1. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land, the stranger shall be joined with him, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their places, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captive, whose captive they are, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give them rest from their sorrow and from their fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou hast made to serve, that thou shalt take up from the parable, proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how has the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased, the Lord has broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and not hindered. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fig tree rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirred up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, Art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. The noise of thy vows, the worm is spread under thee. The worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground that didst weaken the nations? For thou sayest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregations in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet ye shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake the kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? And so if you just want to take a picture of that, that is Satan in the zoo, and you come back, you come through there, and you're astounded that he's such a shriveled up little nothing. Is that who we were afraid of? Turn with me to Revelation chapter 11.